Now, a lot of the speakers have referred to the fact that the seven countries that Trump's now denied entry into America are also the very same countries that America has been destabilizing for many a year. We heard some pretty visual explanations about that earlier on. So we thought it was highly appropriate that we brought on our next speaker from Stop the War, Sheffield Stop the War. It's the chair of Sheffield Stop the War, Lucinda Wakefield. Please give a big hand for Lucinda.
Woo! Thank you very much. I want to start today with a quote. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men and women do nothing. Well, looking at you all here today, and from last the events on Monday, it is obvious that none of us are prepared to do nothing. And I'm really proud to be part of a city, Sheffield City, the city of sanctuary, because it's our community that is going to stand at the right side of history. This is because the hypocrisy and outrageousness of Trump's inhumane ban is not only Islamophobic, bigoted and offensive, but he is also banning immigrants from the very countries the US has played a huge role in destabilising and destroying for the last, not 15 years, but I think 25 years. Trump is a sexist, racist bigot, but he is also a war president. His America First is a slogan for aggressive imperialism. This overt racism and Muslim baiting forms part of the psyche of war, of gearing up the American people for further international adventure and intervention. This week alone, outright war has been threatened in South China Sea and against Iran. Not only has his racist onslaught reached a fever pitch, but he has even ordered a new plan for military operations in the Middle East. And what I find so horrific is where he normally is talking about jihadi terrorism, he has now turned it round and is boldly making statements that all Muslims as a whole are the problem. And we have to stand tooth and nail against that, because his aggressive and unilateral foreign policy risks the catastrophic escalation of conflict in several areas of the globe. And more broadly, his administration has made it clear that he has no intention to foster peaceful relations with the rest of the world. So no wonder then that the forces of reaction and barbarism everywhere see Trump's attack on Muslims as their path to power. Look at France. Islamophobia is the central propaganda of the fascist Marine Le Pen, and she hopes to use this to win the French presidential election. Germany's far-right party, Alternative for Germany, has made Islamophobia the linchpin of its advances. And look at Nigel Farage. No one can be so disgusted to see that he was the first to congratulate Trump on his inauguration. And he has been given the freedom to spout his anti-immigrant rhetoric. So make no mistake, amid all the apparent chaos around the Trump gang's executive orders, we can safely conclude that they do have a strategy. And if they can make the ban whole, if Theresa May continues to allow Trump to come to Britain and the ban is in place then the door will be open to all the other attacks at home and abroad where the Trump regime wants to go, but at the moment isn't so confident. Theresa May's recent visit to the US, where she even held hands with Trump, was not only deplorable, but her unwillingness to condemn this outrageous ban speaks volumes of her appeasement to Trump's vile Islamophobia. So I believe in this critical period, more than ever, we need to stand together against forces that seek to divide us. Trump, as far as I am concerned, by seeking an assault on Muslims, is seeking an assault on every single one of us stood here and the thousands of people marching against him around the world. And it is the echoes of the 1930s that everybody talks about. Burning places of worship, terror attacks on a congregation at prayer, and people denied the right to travel on the basis of their religion that are just too close to ignore. And it feels like we are at a crossroads. One where we must stand united around the world against this vile racism, misogyny and xenophobia. Sorry, I've had a cold for 2 weeks. And we must continue to stand in solidarity with the Palestinian people in the face of what is likely to be the most challenging period in the face of intensified Israeli colonialism. Don't forget, it is the Palestinian people that are now living with a wall as we speak. So our immediate aim is clear, to campaign against Trump and his outrages with a special focus on mobilising to stop the plan for a state visit this year. We need to go back and organise in our workplaces, our union branches and our communities. And at a time when the world perspective seems to be further darkening and some people around us may feel on the edge of despair, that we need to show hope and humanitarianism at its best. We need to counter the lies of the bigots of the world and those that seek to divide us. And we need to stand together for all that unites us instead. Today we protest, denounce it, fight it, and defeat it. Because when we say never again, we absolutely have to mean never again. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Lucinda. And yeah, we want to bring down that wall in Palestine, and we want to stop this new wall in Mexico as well.